5 years ago, we did an action on International Women's Day, and it was part of the contract campaign then as well. Part of the reason that we chose International Women's Day was to really send a strong message about the women leaders within movements for social justice, and particularly to recognize the women leaders of the janitors. And so we wanted to redo that again now in the 2000, and because of the importance of this whole geographical region, but then also to have the civil disobedience, because that just escalates it to a whole other level. And unfortunately, because many of our folks aren't citizens, they put themselves in a precarious position when they decide to get arrested. So we need, for especially arrest situations, to really rely on the support of the community and labor leaders to be able to be involved in it, because our own members will go out, we'll do actions, we'll picket, we'll wear stickers, we'll leaflet, we'll do everything, but they really can't jeopardize themselves by putting themselves in an arrest situation.